innovative.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your cush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Come on. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go. Man, hold on to your lace fronts and your cush blunts. This is your number one choice for podcast entertainment, authorized by the streets, boy. This is your boy that's back for more and got them promos hot and always score. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Counting. And this is California's finest radio. That's right, baby. I am the inmate running this cuckoo's nest. Whole new year, all kinds of new possibilities, man. Fantastic season 3. We got it up and running, and I'm just trying to treat this like a big booty broad and just tap all that ass. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, so we gonna jump right up into this, man. my boys Cool Ass Cam and DJ Punch on visuals, they always got me. Shout out to an innovative culture. Shout out to the 33rd Compound. We here, man. We ain't going nowhere, man. That is the brand, man. Two of my co-hosts wasn't able to make it today. They were a little under the weather. So shout out to Respect the Shooter and the LA Hottie. But I think I got this. You know what I'm saying? And I got
hope. Got it.
You feel me? I got a lot of star power here on my panel, so I feel good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna start with my bro to the right. He's no stranger to this broadcast. Man, whatever you need, if you need a rap verse, you need a beat, you need some whatever the hell you need, you come to this man right here. All right, this is my bro and now yours, The Business. What's up, T? Talk to him, bro.
What's good, man? It's your boy, TB, aka The Business. I don't like to say you already know, because if you don't know, then it's T-H-E-B-I-Z-N-E-S-S-S on Instagram. Yeah. I'm artist and producer.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Bop.
Returning guest.
Bing bop.
That's right.
With my nigga Five Stacks.
You know what it is.
You already
know
what it is.
Yes, sir.
Excited.
And right here across the table from me, man, this gentleman right here, I got the opportunity. Shout out to 1111 Network, Media Spill, Global Hustle, and also Slick. The event was nuts. It was bananas. A lot of people came out. We were at Baron Davis' spot. I got the opportunity to host, and I met this gentleman. And man, the talent. It's just like off top. As soon as you meet him, and you already know, you know, the dude's got something to say, but then he get on the microphone and he blows you away. All right. This is my bro, and now yours, the one, the only, Keith Stewart.
What's up, y'all? How y'all
How
doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm feeling great.
Real talk, bro. It's good to have you, bro. It's definitely good to have you. And we made this happen pretty quick.
We did.
Know what I'm saying? The BCS championship game, man. We made that night, bro. And we was like, let's work. You know?
Let's work.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? We don't waste no damn time, man. Introduce yourself to the people, man. Drop your platform as well, please.
Well, whoever don't know me, my name is Keith Stewart. I'm from Compton, California. R&B singer sensation. I'm a songwriter for some of your greats, Chris Brown, Marcus Houston, Kevin McCall. Now I'm recently doing a lot of big shit with Teddy Riley. So that's who I am. A songwriter and an artist just trying to bless the world with some gifts.
Man, those are some fucking names, bro.
Yeah, I'm not trying to name drop, but it is what it is.
No,
it
is what it kizzy. Is.
Man, like, bro.
Hey. You are now tapped in with California's finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast on iHeartRadio.
I've experienced this man's greatness.
So, hey.
Tap in.
You know what time it is. It's Cali's finest, man. Only the finest, man, on this fucking dope. But yeah, man, we're going to get into everything that you accomplished, but also what you got going on now, because you stepping out into your own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those some mighty big names you said, but you got some mighty big talent yourself. I saw that firsthand. That.
Thank you.
And we're going to get a chance to listen to some of that music.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the journey.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Oh, goddamn.
That's some good shit.
Damn, I don't want to kill over on air. So let me get it together. But yeah, so... we keep our fingers on the pulse, and we always get results here at Cali's Finest Radio. So we're going to get into a little bit of trap activity, and that's where we talk about the current events of what's going on in our hood and yours and all around the world. So first, let's get off into something positive. Okay, on the San Francisco Police Commission, they just adopted a policy preventing police from making specific types of stops. Police will no longer be able to stop drivers, for things like driving without registration tags or broken taillights.
Wow.
The police commission actually passed that.
I got to see it before I believe it.
See that before you believe it.
Did they talk about it in the city or where they talking about? Where is that?
It's on paper.
Real talk. That's what I'm saying. In San Francisco.
Yeah, it started out there first. They ain't doing it. They going to do it out here last.
San Francisco been at the forefront of a lot of different things recently. Right. I remember talking about they actually are debating on using police robots for a deadly force when it comes to suspects. So this is a good thing to see.
Very questionable.
Yes, very much so.
That is.
Yeah, very much so. So it's good to see that, you know what I mean? There's a little bit of balance out there. And, you know, that's right next to Silicon Valley.
That's kind of like
they set a lot of trends out there.
iRobot. Like, you remember the scene when Will Smith was like, they have no, like, he said a computer, it calculates the risk.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Of the person. And remember he said how he got his biologic arm and
real
shit?
Real talk. Ripped
he
his
said
arm off.
Yeah. The computer didn't have no feeling. He said, so he knew that I was the more what was it? The percentage. I was the higher percentage
of survival.
But it wasn't the kid.
You
should have saved the kid before you saved me.
So it's kind of the same thing with the robots when it comes to suspects with crimes.
I seen a Tesla, bro. I seen a Tesla go. I seen a Tesla go by itself, bro. It didn't
nobody in there.
No, it was somebody was in there, but it's malfunctioned.
You didn't know they got cars in auto drive.
You see that?
Yeah, I knew, but I know that was a leak. I didn't know they had it.
That motherfucker just took off. Like the person in the car, they're probably drunk. There's probably the lawyer probably said, "Hey, say this, because this it is electrical."
Well, look, TB, I actually just read something the other day. It was a gentleman. He put his car on autopilot, and he ended up in a chase with the police. He woke up realizing that the robot that's driving the car done got it mixed up in a high speed chase. Like it actually happened. So you know what I'm saying.
That's
so you got to be wary. And then
it just sound
damn,
like bullshit.
That's crazy.
It sounds like bullshit.
As if we need any more reasons to get pulled the.
But I believe it because the computer. You remember how that whole story was about the computer taking over?
Yeah.
It was about like the computer was like, oh, you can't stop my. What's it say? My agenda.
Exactly.
We're gonna push this, and then they put the nanobytes in there. Like, yeah, shut up, bitch.
Exactly.
You talking too much,
nigga.
Right.
I saw that movie, Megan. Right? Have y'all seen that movie?
No, I need to see that. That little girl.
Man, I tell you, bro, that it will scare you shitless, and not for the reason you might think. Mm-hmm. Not because of the movie itself, but because of how feasible that shit is. Because AI AI is here.
It's realistic.
And they got fucking robots in Japan right now. Like, they got sex robots. Yeah, you didn't know that?
Man.
With the blowjob motion and all that shit.
Yeah, I didn't see it
all,
bro.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
We didn't have Slim Poke up here and all that.
Hey, look, Keith over there like, nigga, what the hell going on?
No, I know what y'all talking about. I seen that shit.
That shit crazy, right? Yeah. Hey, you see the face, the real skin, like the skin looks real and all of that. You know what I'm saying? And, man, you ladies better get your shit together because I'm going to get me one, nigga. I don't give a damn. I'm telling you that shit right now. Yeah, look at me like that if you want to.
You know what? He like, hey, you know what?
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't even mad at you. Because if you decide one night you ain't got no... You ain't... All your shit done fell through, I want a blowjob tonight.
No. Look. I ain't worried about the fall through part. It's just the keep your mouth shut.
All you got to do is put some lube in there,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying. She ain't going to talk till you want her to talk.
It's the gawk gawk.
And then it's daddy or gawk gawk. Exactly. You get the point.
Shut up, bitch.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, AI is scary, man. AI is scary. But, Keith, let's talk a little bit, man. So, all right, I want to talk about the journey, right? Like, so, I always say this to artists. You didn't just pop out of the womb like, hey, mama, I want to be a singer. You had to reach that. That'd be funny, her little baby come out. Mama, I want to sing. But no, like, you know, you didn't just start. You didn't start the journey that way.
You know, it's funny. She said I came out and said, mama, I want to sing.
She told me that. Oh, shit.
She
damn,
told me.
Bro, I hit it on the head
she
right
told
there.
Me. She said, boy, you came out singing. So I don't remember, I honestly don't remember a day that I wasn't singing.
Right.
From a little kid, because I grew up in a church family
where
everybody played instruments and singing every time we would get to, had these big get-togethers, gatherings and shit, you know, so I've always been singing my whole life. That's honestly cool.
That's what's up,
man. Yeah,
that's how, that's what you call realizing your actual dream, man.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying. So how, but I mean, you know, there becomes a time when it, when there's a division between I like doing this and this is what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Right.
So where did that come from?
I think that happened when I was in high school, man. I got in this talent show, and I was like, man, I was at a school where it was kind of racist at, you know, wasn't that many black people there at the school. So I was like, man, my sister and them.
What high school did you go to?
It was Dominguez and Warren. So I went to Warren, where it was like whites, and then Dominguez with all the blacks.
Right. It was different at that time. Right.
Right. So
wake your game up, player. It's time for Stack Smooth Sound. Right here on California's finest radio.
Say, lady, you look bored to me. Can I come be at your side? I'll be good company. Say, lady, don't be scared to speak. I'm not like these other guys. I'm somewhat unique. That smile's contagious. I can see the reflection off of your eyes. I'm dazed in. Conversation. I can understand from the jump when you had your hesitation. Pour me another drink, give her another round. Now that we got the recipe, we can't ignore the crowd. Give her another drink, pour me another round. Now that we have the recipe, we're gonna Uber out.
I see the chemistry is present. No need to rush it, baby, we can take a minute. Your body language got me hypnotized and static. Hey, bartender, another round for everybody. Our conversation flow is smoother than expected. Just playing possum, now you clinging on. Way past the stage of us just feeling at each other. You see the type you introduce to your mama. Now argument and pays attention when you talking. Her mannerisms, lady, like it so respectful. Straight business, lady, looking good up in your work suit. It's such an honor to include me in your schedule. We're just alike, we're the perfect combination. A spicy blend like we found a hidden recipe. To look that good, I swear to God, should be a felony. Let's find the Uber that's gonna take us to our destiny.
Now that you've opened up enough, we're definitely friends. Go ahead and grab your coat and clutch. Don't want this night to end. I'ma pay the tab and I meet you outside. Ain't gotta worry how we moving, we ain't gon' try. In the mood and you know I can't lie. To a room was a reply, so
pour me another. Give her another round. Now that we got the recipe, we can't ignore the crowd. Give her another. Pour me another round. Now that we have the recipe, we're gonna Uber ride.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
When I went there, my sister, the year before, she lost the talent show. I'm like, man, they just did a whole tight shit that they did and they lost. So then I was like, you know what? The year that I go, I'm the youngest. So like some years later when I went, I was like, man, I'm gonna try to go and see if I can win. Mm-hmm. I won the whole thing. They couldn't deny it. So I was like, man, I think this is my gift, bro. I think I want to do this for a living.
Yeah.
After high school, I went at it.
That's real. How did you come in contact with the next level of things, though. Like, you know, we all are aspiring to do something. So when did it come to a point where you bumped into somebody who was like, damn, you know, you can make money doing that?
They used to have the Black College Expos at the by the Staples Center when it was the Staples Center.
It was the exposition, all that shit.
They have step shows and all that. So I used to go for the girls.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to just go for the girls because I'm like, man, I want to see some girls. They say it'd be some baddies up here. Yeah, there'll be girls
and
up there.
And you can learn something.
So
too.
I'm like, man,
kill
I want to.
Two birds with one
yeah,
stone.
But I went straight for the girls. But I was like going up there and then I seen a sign. They was like, hey, they having an audition for this talent show. It was like a little talent thing. I'm like, man, maybe if I get on stage, I can go sing. Get some more girls. Come to find out, it was Def Jam that I was auditioning for, and I didn't even know it.
Word.
Right. So out of maybe 300 some people, they called me to the office. I got the call. Auditioned in the office, got signed to Def Jam in a group.
That's fire.
The truth.
That is fire.
Hey, look at me. Is this camera on me? You know, if y'all know what I'm talking about, you know, this guy is the truth, bro.
He
really, like, just the, I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but the, man, you already know how we met and how we did it, bro. Like, I gave this man a beat and this nigga just, massacred that bitch.
Appreciate
like, and
that.
It was natural, though. I feel that.
I appreciate that.
It's
That's
natural.
Love. That's
it
love.
It came out the womb.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about,
That's
man.
That's natural shit.
Talk to me about the biggest crowd that you have been in front of, but I'm talking about in the beginning. Like now it's no
okay.
sweat. Like, you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. My boy, actually they went to Dominguez. He was in fashion and he got a scholarship to go to Rhode Island College. And so when he went to college, you know, the big college scene is like, it's thousands of people out there. So he's like, hey, this at the time when I had wrote a song for Hell Date, but I wasn't known. I had just wrote a song on this TV show called Hell Date at BET, but I wasn't really popping like that. So he was like, hey, man, I do some promo. Come out to Rhode Island. I went out there, man. It's a line wrapped around the corner, about 5,000 people.
Damn.
And I'm like, bro, how did you pull this off? He like, bro, I did promos. I did your shit. And it was dope.
That's fire. Yeah. Wait. Did you say Hell Date? You was on.
Yeah, I wrote the theme a song for that TV show.
That's
me singing.
Oh snap! Bro, yeah. I used to watch that.
It's a motherfucking legend, nigga.
That was when the little person with the devil horns.
Yeah, the midget. The midget with the horns.
You gotta say little people, man. You know how they be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Don't want to get canceled. Cancel culture.
I'm sorry, I didn't. You know, I didn't know. Sorry about that.
Don't worry, it was a little mistake.
He apologizes. He did not mean to say.
Oh, wait. Now
that.
I'm in trouble.
In all respect, ain't nobody trying to disrespect me.
Not at all. Respect to all backgrounds of people.
We love everyone.
But I do remember that show. And it was a good show. I used to sit up and watch it with my baby mama. It's one of the few times we didn't argue. Was sitting there watching that show. But it was really crazy. Did you ever get a chance to see a live taping of it or anything since you were?
Yeah, I was actually on one episode of the show. Yeah.
Oh snap! What was the experience like?
It was pretty dope. It was like my first really time being on camera. The guy was actually going on a date, but the girl was acting, and so they came to the studio, my job was to teach her how to sing. So she was messing up everything on purpose, and every time the dude, her date, would tell her like, "Hey, that's not it." Now she getting turned. She getting more turned. So I'm sitting up here acting like I don't know that it's a joke, and now he's getting mad, and she come out storming out, throwing up, messing up the whole studio. Oh, then the shit. Midget come out like, "You on Hell Date?" So that was a good experience for me to be
that's
on camera.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Hell Date.
Yeah.
Y'all ever had a really bad date?
Yeah.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Keep it light, though.
I can't. Whoa. If I really talk about the worst, and I'm not going to talk about the worst.
But, okay.
I done definitely went on some dates with some chicks that's like, you know, they look hella fire, like, on the gram. Okay. And then, you know, you see them in person.
All the filter trap.
I mean, you know, like, to me now, I mean, it should be expected. I mean, but that's probably, like, the worst, like, not the worst, because I ain't going to mention the worst. But, yeah, probably about one of the worst things
right,
I dealt with. Like, it's I don't know. They say catfishing, and they say niggas be dick fishing. Remember, we was talking in that with Fluffy and shit, and the whole squad and shit. We was talking about that whole. It was an interview, nigga. Like, tap in on that.
I have to say, man. Like, when it comes to bad dates, when it comes to like dealing with a bad situation, to me, through my experience, it's been like hygiene out of the woman that I went out with.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I've
dealt you know with the pussy thinking for our
that's piss what I'm
for.
Saying.
That's,
what, nigga.
That's dirty. That's
hey,
dirty.
Look, bro.
I'm sorry, bro.
Nah, man. Look, my thing has always been water runs down. So if she not getting in a shower and this part up here is ashy and off, then the rest is I don't even want to like taste test that shit. You feel what I'm saying? But Keith, tell me what.
Man.
Give me a bad date or something that would consist of.
This was a double date, right?
Hey, uh-huh.
So me and my boy, you know. Oh man, we in his car though.
Yeah.
And we get up, we go to get some gas and we get some snacks. And when the girl get out the car, the whole seat smell like it smell like something funny, bro.
Jeez.
Like so like we get so then
fish and chips.
Yeah, fish and chips and dip on the side. It smelled crazy. So we
fish
I'm like,
fillet.
Man, everywhere she would go, that same scent would just be everywhere, bro. So I was like,
fillet
it's the
fish.
Worst date, bro. This was the worst day. She fillet or something, bro.
I was supposed to act like I don't smell
bro,
the shit.
You know what? Hey,
like you ain't got my car smelling like tilapia.
No, but that's how you know.
Shit, you feel me?
That's how you know she didn't hit the shower before she even came.
She
like
left
she was
it.
Just on some like pick up and let's go shit. Like no, you wasn't even like wiped the off or nothing. Like no, you ain't got no wipes. Like all the bitch I know. Like I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about everybody, but hygiene is one of them. And like you said, bro, like I know bitches who like they carry wipes with them. They know, like you know, in case of emergency.
This
like,
was years ago though. This she was young. We were young. This is like 19. Like you got.
Panties
you
probably know. Looking like a rapper from fucking Buffalo Wild Wings and shit.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
With the no. Song and the rapper and shit. Yeah, but my fault. I'm.
Damn.
Okay. Oh man,
it's all to the good.
All right,
we all had
ain't
good days and bad days.
Pepper wings the same ever again.
We all had good days and bad days.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. But
hey, I done had days where I had to just shit out of nowhere.
Yeah, man.
Like nigga, and the nigga was like, I gotta go home. Like no, I ain't shitting
boo-boo.
Up here neither, nigga. I ain't shitting here in this.
I can't shit nowhere other than my house, bro.
I don't like shit nowhere,
bro. I done had many a day at work. Just
only jail.
You don't like to.
Hey,
you
will have to. I had to.
Oh, shit.
I said I had to shit. You're
gonna
bro.
Blow out your kidney.
That motherfucker, like,
shit.
It said, you know, when your stomach starts.
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah. That motherfucker.
Like,
it started
like
bubbling up, like, ooh,
like
hold on.
Oh, God.
Whatever you just put in here right now, that was the wrong concoction, nigga. I gotta get rid of this right now.
Right.
I said, teacher, I need a. Oh, man.
Good part right there. I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
So Keenan Anderson, the cousin of Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors, was actually murdered by the LAPD.
Wow.
He was quoted as saying, and there's footage of this, he says, they're trying to George Floyd me. And there's actually footage of the officer with his elbow in the back of his neck. They tased the man and they hold him down and he can't breathe. And eventually passed away.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you scream conspiracy on something like this?
Of
like,
course.
Is this something weird with this?
I would.
Or is it, I mean, how can you tell though? I mean, they do this to us so
because
often.
Because if it's you know out there when people keep doing this stuff and there ain't no penalties about it and no consequences and they keep doing it, what do you think? It's a higher order that they know they're not gonna get in trouble.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
taking advantage.
If you're doing something that's so bad to take somebody's life and you comfortable with it like that to, you know, after all the Black Matter lives and all the stuff that's going on.
You know when you're pushing the limit.
You
know when you're going over the limit.
It
know?
Ain't no limit. They don't have no limit.
What you saying? But at the same time, like as a, I feel like as a police officer, like if you are level headed, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know. You really don't know. Some of these niggas still do drugs. Some of these niggas still do.
Right.
And they own a police force. You know, we seen multiple shits that they do. So
oh, that's a fact.
It's like, who knows? Like, you got to be able to use your judgment, though. You know you using excessive force, you're going to hurt somebody.
You know, I say you got to do your research on how the police force was even built, bro. So they didn't even come to really be servicing the community like that. It came from, like, you know, some slave type of stuff.
Or us.
They're trying to serve, like, you know, watch us.
I don't want
to
say,
so,
like,
how we gonna
make it a racial thing, but yeah.
This is the Swagger Chick Buster. California's finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast on iHeartRadio.
So we can think the narrative is started. You know,
no, that's real, man. Yeah. Have you seen, since you've experienced a level of success? Is there a difference in the way that you are treated by law enforcement now, or is it kind of even keel for you?
Nah, it's different, because I was just telling my boy, like, boy, I'm in Mercedes right now, bro. Like, and I'm a black man, you know, I'm looking young. So I'm like, immediately they thinking I got drugs or got something.
Right.
So they sometimes do want to target you and pull you over. So that's the difference, you know?
Oh, no, yeah. On my way here, it was like somebody, like a police officer, was on the road, and it just seemed like he was trying really, really hard to get behind me.
Right.
Like, I'm going, this cat's slowing up and damn near stopping traffic trying to get.
He was definitely running your place.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt, you know? But I think that's pretty crazy. And it's like, you know, it's like Kanye said, what'd he say? Even if you, what'd he say? Even if you got a Beamer, you still a nigga in a coupe. Ain't that what he said, I think?
Just don't ever smoke in the car.
But I'm just saying, like, in general, my thing is that I feel like I'm in a state where it's legal. I think that's stupid that you can still get a DWI for being high while you driving. Because, I mean, that shit don't impair your driving skills.
To some people, though, it do.
I mean, not just you know.
Shit, like, well, Miss Elsie, like, with epilepsy, shouldn't be behind the wheel anyway. That's how I feel.
Hell yeah. I've had it. Like, hitting the blunt, and I haven't hit one in, like, probably about 3-4 months. Like, see.
That'd do that, because when I first started driving, it used to kind of, but now I'm a pro. I feel like I need it to drive.
They call
now.
It high hydroxyhemoglobin.
Well, I feel like I need it to drive now. Drive better high.
It's a chemical reaction, like, with what you smoke in the air. And when you don't smoke like that, get to your head, you get hella dizzy.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is what happens.
Yeah. That's wild. Damn, I didn't even know nothing about that shit.
Because we don't stop smoking.
I was just thinking that, but damn, we still going to smoke.
Smooth sounds. The
IRS is something that a lot of people we know have had problems with, the income tax, whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the House of Representatives is actually voting on to abolish the IRS. You know what I'm saying? Like, we would pay basically like a flat rate for our taxes, everybody. And we wouldn't have to pay certain taxes. The reason why I feel like this is a big deal is, once again, not for the reason you might think I do. I'm kind of tripping on this because, okay, well, first, let me set this up for you, okay? So while the bill submitted to the House says it's meant to rescind certain balances made available to the Internal Revenue Service, meaning they're going to get rid of some debt for some people, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's further supported by statements from other supportive congressmen, such as Representative Jeff Duncan, who outright said it abolishes the abusive Internal Revenue Service. Okay, but this is a bigger deal, because in order for them to do this, okay, y'all following me?
Yeah, I'm following you.
In order for them to do this, they actually have to repeal the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And that's what allows
for
income tax in the first place. Now, you feel me? But look, this is why this is a problem.
Right.
So you mean to tell me, nigga, you can go into a document, nigga, that came from way back whenever they say this country was founded, that you can go that far back into that document, you can change something
of
now.
The Constitution.
Let's not, like, you feel me? Let's keep in mind that an amendment to that Constitution is the Bill of Rights, right? Okay? Let's not forget about that.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, when you start talking about going back and changing things back way back when, you got to be careful with that, because they get this is how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
They get comfortable. Well, you said it was cool for us to go into the Constitution to change this.
Right.
So when we come in your house and take your guns, when we tell you can't say what you want to say on the radio or on the TV,
no freedom of speech.
You guys already gave up the right for us to go, because we took your income tax
away. Nobody's fighting.
You see what I'm saying? That shit is that is important. That to me, I feel important. That's important.
It's because important.
Look, I don't, and listen, mm-hmm. I'm not no expert on the Constitution. I don't know if this is the first time they've ever done this. Change
like a clause,
but this
is everything that they throwing out there. Like, yeah, that seems like a win. They counter reacting it with like.
That's what I'm saying. It's all like, you know what I mean? Like people might.
Like, so you could win right now, but in the long run, come on. I fuck you in the ass.
Come on, bros. Like that's some real shit, though.
Yeah, that's what they doing.
So that's something I definitely wanted to bring to light because when I read that, kind of blew my mind because it was just an afterthought. Oh well, you know, by the way, they'll have to repeal that in the Constitution.
No,
I'm like damn, that's the U.S. Constitution, bro. Like,
bro,
that's an ancient document. That's
boy, this world is out of
control. Like, you know, you feel me? And then like that's not something to tell the general.
Out of control. He's out of control. This whole party,
everyone's out of control.
Came over, man. He said, "Yeah." "This is a party for arms."
Oh, everything.
Who?
So you know. Yes. So listen. In closing to that, I would say, man, keep your third eye open. Keep your third mm-hmm. eye open. A lot of shit going on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, Keith, I want to talk about the industry.
Okay.
Okay. Now, firstly, when we started the show, you ran off some heavy hitters.
Right.
We keep our ears close to the streets. It's time for Stack Smooth Sounds. Cali's Finest, brought to you by Power Radio Nation.
Show out. Can't be no one that's right. They say what you don't know won't hurt you, but a killer unseen still achieves his goal. He creeps in so quietly and sells you dreams of heaven as he steals your soul. Went through hell on the way to heaven. How could you use love as a weapon? Sometimes the one you take a bullet for is the one behind the Smith and Wesson. It's killing me to love you. I can't stay, but I can't go. Disguises, lies in the end will cost you. Well, I'd be lying if I said I don't want you. Before you go, just to my confession, loving you's become my obsession. You taught me well to use love as a weapon.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So keep the animals safe, especially the cute shirtless one. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right. Okay, so... Talk to me a little bit about that, coming in contact with some of these greats and working with them and some of the things that you've already done so far.
Okay, well, like I said, Marcus Houston was my favorite, my first artist. Okay. Like I grew up in the church, and this dude named Marcus Hodge, he was like the music director for Omarion, for so many people out there. And one day I just, you know, I did something to one of his beats. And just with no mic on GarageBand, I just was spitting some stuff on there. And he was like, man, this is dope, bro. Mm. So then I started recording with no mic, just in my room with no mic, singing directly into the computer. And Marcus Houston heard one of the songs that I did like that. And I went to Universal Records and went up there. And that was the first start of it.
That's dope. That's fire. Yeah. That's fire, man. Now, what about Chris Brown? How'd you end up writing for him?
So that was a blessing. That was crazy too. So I signed to the dude that got me to write the theme song for Hell Date, and he had this lady named Deidre Graham. She used to manage LL Cool J and Ja Rule, like all these, you know, people, and because she worked with Kevin Lyles at Def Jam.
Okay.
So I had to do like this big talent show just for her to sign me and represent me. I did it. She loved it. And then she was like, you're a dope songwriter. After I went to Kevin Lau's office to meet with him, that was the time that Trey Songz was like, had his braid still. So I was trying to get a deal there, but it didn't work out. For some reason, he was jumping on the couch, throwing peanuts, all over the stuff when it came to Trey Songz music. But when I played mine, he was just staring like this. And he brought a girl in there. He was like, hey, look at Trey Songz, look at him. And she was like, what do you think? She was like, well, they're both attractive. And so she couldn't even choose.
Yeah.
So then we left, and my James DeBose, the guy that signed me, he's the CEO of Hell Date and the Keisha Cole Show. He's used to closing these movie deals. So when he didn't close a deal with Kevin Lyles, which he really wanted that to work, he kind of fell back. But Deidre, she was spending time with me every day, so she loved what I was doing. So even though he was paying her, you know, a lot of bread, she waited till that contract died out with him. Then she contacted me again, and just so happened, Tina Davis and her were best friends. And then they worked at Def Jam together.
Isn't she like your publisher?
She's not my publisher. That's Destiny Good. Destiny Good.
Okay.
But Deidre Graham, she's best friends with Tina Davis, and she was managing Chris Brown through his whole career.
Yeah.
So now that Tina Davis and Chris Brown fell out, Deidre's still cool with him. So now Deidre is taking Chris Brown to his therapy. That's how tight she is with him. He's picking him up from his house and taking him to the therapy and then taking him to the studio. So one day they in the car, they talking about like real life stuff, but my music just so happens to plug up when she hooks it up to her car, uh-huh. and they talking. Yeah. He just stops everything that he's doing and is like, hey, what's that? Uh-huh. She's like, no, let's finish telling me. He's like, nah.
Yeah.
What's that playing there? She's like, that's my songwriter, Keith Stewart. She was like, is that song available? She's like, yeah. He said, tell him to come to the studio right now that we're going. Oh. She calls me. I'm in the shower, taking a shower. And now, next thing I'm like, Deidre, I pick up the phone. I'm like, what's up? You blowing my phone up. She's like, hey, I got a surprise, Keith. I'm with Chris. But I'm thinking her boyfriend and her manager, who was managing me, his name Chris too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what she talking about Chris for? Yeah. She's like, no, Chris Brown. I'm with them right now. So she's like, are you available to come to the studio? So I pull up to the studio. By the time I get to the studio, no lie, it's this dude named Rockstar in there. I don't know if you know who Rockstar is.
From Hip Hop Trends?
From he be on Love and Hip Hop or something. I don't know. Okay. His name's Rockstar. He's a producer for everybody.
Okay.
Rockstar's in there. Sam Hook, he wrote Trey Songz's latest projects, his whole album. They were all in there. Sean Kingston ended up pulling up.
Nice.
And so when I was I first came in there, Sean Kingston wasn't there, so Rockstar's in there. And I go in the door, and my music is playing. And then Chris Brown is singing the lyrics to my stuff already. I'm like, how the hell do he know the lyrics to the songs? And I just barely sent it.
Bro,
so then huge. I go, he's like, he wrote three songs. Keith Stewart, he gives me like a little pound. He had a little hockey jersey on, big board. I forgot what room, what studio was, but it was a big one in Burbank or something. He had a big hockey jersey on, some girls up in there. And he tells everybody, hey, this Keith Stewart, he wrote three songs for me. I'm like, three? I thought he just won. I said he won three of them.
Yeah.
So then I got my laptop. The same thing I do. The engineer like, hey, load your files up. I load everything up. Next thing you know, I'm thinking Chris Brown about to start recording in front of me. I'm like, this is my big break. Next thing you know, Sean Kingston come in there with Sam Hook with a gang of weed. And Chris Brown wasn't supposed to be smoking weed. But they came in there with a gang of weed, twisted up. But Chris Brown, he didn't even smoke the weed, though. So, you know, he wasn't supposed to have it around. But they came in there with a gang of weed smoking.
Like probation or something?
Yeah, came in there with a gang of weed. Yeah. And then they start smoking and start playing vibes. And next thing you know, I'm sitting. I'm like, damn, I was supposed to be doing. He loaded my stuff up. But then they came in there and playing some other stuff. And now she telling me, hey, no, chill. It's going to happen. Just chill. Mm-hmm.
So like, don't get anxious.
Yeah, so I have to be loyal to her because that was my plug in there. Right. So I'm not loyal person. No, man, I don't want to be like trying to, as soon as you get an opportunity, now you being thirsty.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Hey, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I'm loyal to her. And she the one brought me here. I'm chilling. So that's what I did. Next thing you know, he ended up going to jail because he had to go to jail for the stuff.
Right. He was going through his legal shit. Yeah.
When he came out of jail, he ended up doing 50 songs. 50 new songs because he when he went to jail he was thinking he was thinking different because the song I wrote
trying to be active.
The song I wrote, it was "This is my pussy, I'ma fuck when I want to." Mm-hmm. That's what mine's. And so when he got out, he wasn't thinking about "This is my," he was trying to be on some hardcore. So my song didn't make it.
That's what that was the vibe he was on because he came out of jail.
Yeah. So my song didn't make that album. So next thing you know, the summer, it was the royalty album that he did.
Once he started getting some pussy and getting settled in, then bangers start coming back in.
Next thing you know, I'm like, man, okay. next thing you know, I'm hearing, hey, Chris Brown did the song, it's fire. And so I'm like, he thinking about being a single. Next thing you know, he has an album called Before the Party. And I get a call like, hey, Chris Brown released the song. And I'm like, what? He didn't tell me, but I'm excited because I'm like, I got my paperwork. But
yeah.
So he released it, but it was on the mixtape. But he still he still did it.
That's right.
You know, so yeah.
I ain't mad at you, bro. Hey man, that's damn, bro. Like, it's just crazy because it's like the road is long and it's bumpy and it's got a lot of twists and turns to it. Mm-hmm. But when it's promised to you, you ain't gotta ask for it, bro.
Right.
Like it's gonna find its way to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So man, I think it's tremendous, bro, that you've been able to carve such a great niche for yourself. How'd you come in contact with 1111 and Media Spill, Global, and all that?
It's crazy. Through Kevin McCall. You know Kevin McCall, who wrote Deuces with Chris Brown and all that? Yeah. I ran into Kevin McCall, and I actually wrote a song for Kevin McCall before I even met him. Through some dude that from Germany, some dude, he hit me up on Facebook and just started sending me random tracks. Mm. So I was like, man, as long as you dope, I don't care where you send me a track from, Canada, Egypt, as long as it's dope, I'm finna try to do something to it. Yeah. So next thing you know, I was a big Omarion fan at the time. So next thing you know, he ended up saying it was gonna be for Omarion, but he didn't do it. Yeah. Next thing you know, I got a call. Kevin McCall did it, and he was putting it out on his little mixtape.
Yeah.
So then that's how I got a hold of who he was, and now I'm finding out he's writing all this stuff for Chris Brown. And now I'm like, man, I was supposed to be me writing all this stuff because I did the shit. So now I'm sitting watching, and I'm like, okay. Every time I'm gonna meet Kevin, he was like kind of. He probably won't. He ain't gonna mind if I say this because it's real. He was kind of like high. He was up there because he was with Eva Pickford at the time, top model.
Yeah,
and he had the videos with Chris Brown. So every time he riding around the Range Rover. So I done took my boy, even Moti, with me to go meet him. And, you know, so every time I would see him, he kind of flagged me a little bit because he was kind of up there. And so for some reason we end up meeting, and he just came to Compton, in my house in Compton. We end up clicking from me working and keep running it to him, and by this time he was kind of there. He was looking to me for inspiration, and I'm like, whoa, how did I get to this relationship where now he looks at me for support and inspiration? And so he couldn't really create music.
Yeah.
Because he was in a dark space. And so I feel like I was inspiring him with his health and with his music. And so he knew some people from 1111 Network, from Global Hustle. Yeah. And one day, as we were going to different studios, and he was seeing like, man, you work like a horse. He was like, man, you work faster than me, bro. Mm. And so he was like inspired. Mm. And I was inspired by him too, because yeah. he kept me on my toes too. Oh. But he took me to the studio in Long Beach, and I never left. I love the sound from their producer, Dominic did it. And I just started working with everybody they had there. I was just hungry to work with everybody.
Right.
Beach J, you know.
Shout out Beach
KY,
J.
KY, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
D-Flame.
Man.
I was, you know,
all
just.
Solid niggas.
It's just been a journey, so.
That's crazy, yeah. bro. Like, it all comes full circle for me mm-hmm. to meet you, though. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know what I mean? Like Cam knows, like, through my journey, I've linked with each one of those. Each person that you said, with the exception of Kevin McCall,
mm-hmm.
it was like, I just matched up, like, you know what I'm saying? Well, each time bumping into them, each one doing a little work here and there. And now I get to meet you, and it's like, it's completing the circle to let me know that I'm tapping in with the right voices.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a blessing. It truly is, you know? But, like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
All right, so listen. I got a little video right here, okay? And I want to talk about this because we're going to talk about women right now. That's what okay. we're going to do. All right, okay. So I want y'all to take a look at this right here. So
wow,
we see right there. Okay, it's a scuffle. You know, I mean, okay. Let's put us in these shoes, right? Let's say we getting in a scuffle with somebody, right? And our girls, you know what I'm saying? My girl with me, and I'm fighting another dude. That dude get away, and now security comes. All right. So now two security guards got a hold of you, and they got you pinned down to the ground. And you thinking, like I talked about earlier with Mr. Kenan Anderson, rest in peace, how he died, right? They grouped up on him. It was a lot of them on him. So you got two security guards pinning you down, and you don't know what to do. And then your girl just comes out of nowhere, and she put them clappers in that other guard face, and he loosened his grip a little bit. Is there anything wrong with that? I don't think so. Like,
but, yeah, yeah, something wrong with it.
And she started twerking. I mean,
hell,
what else?
Yeah,
could,
something wrong with it.
What, you want to die,
bitch?
I'm saying, like, what if? I'm just saying, like, what if? What if? No, let's keep this,
like,
real.
Why did you do that?
Let's say, listen.
Well,
let's
why?
Say, listen. I'm just playing devil's advocate. Like, let's say that these aren't security guards. These are policemen,
right?
And this is two policemen that got you right. pinned down to the ground.
Right.
Now they have the right to use deadly force.
Right, right.
And they've
right.
got you both pinned. They've right. both got you pinned to the ground.
Right.
You dirty nigga, and you know you. Damn, I might be out of here. And then she come over there and she put them yams in his face.
Hey, right. Yeah, I think she got a point.
I think my nigga got a point.
You know,
okay.
I'm gonna say.
I don't know, though, man.
They gonna get you anyway when she leaves anyway, right?
Like,
so,
yeah.
So
hey,
listen,
because you already
listen,
in the red.
You only say why she doing that right there. So the point of her you is like, if you gonna do that, they gonna let us both walk away.
You already in the red.
Like, okay,
they own
if
you.
If they do that, if it worked, okay, baby, we walked away. I can't. That was kind of weird, but it worked. If they still take him and you did it. Oh, come on, now.
Bitch, you did that shit
yeah.
for nothing.
Come on now,
dumbass bitch.
I didn't even think about it that way. I feel that.
Come on, that's why you my nigga.
Because when
bro.
I get
come
out,
on,
when I get now out, we gonna
sensible.
Fight.
Yeah,
we gonna
saying.
Fight. We definitely having a fight.
Know, right.
When I get out,
right.
Don't be like, you know, yeah, this shit didn't even do nothing. Like,
right.
Like, what right. was running through your head?
Right.
The last thing you could think to do
is that was it's show you how she really gets it.
That remind me of that song. Right. What's that song? What's that nigga name, man? Doo doo. Let me see it twerk. Big booty Turk.
Oh, that young Turk? Black Youngster.
Yeah, Black Youngster. Ain't nothing, is it? It's just an ass shaker.
Here's my thing with that, though. I'm going to say this because I would have an issue with it.
What song was she playing in her head?
I know, right? But here's my thing, though, about that. Now, women, it's a lot of women out there that would look at that and be like, hey, you know, that's, you know, she's being free.
Right, right? Exactly.
Okay, that same mentality is what leads the body count to be high
right.
for quite a few women
right,
out here.
Right.
And some high profile women way up there. I actually came in contact with an Instagram post. Shout out to On Site, it's an Instagram page. Lori Harvey is like Thanos with famous niggas.
Wow.
Like she really is. Like she got all the Infinity Stones, my nigga. Like, wow. like some of the names is like Future. Listen, you got Future. She was some famous nigga right now. Franklin. Diddy, huh? Franklin, yeah. From wow, some, yeah, okay, Franklin okay, from Snowfall. Okay. Like she Trey Songz, my nigga.
Wow.
Like she, yeah, she got quite the menagerie of penis, wow. my nigga. So my thing is I'd like to know, does body count matter? Because if Lori, now see, Keith, you being mm-hmm. both of y'all actually, you two TB, y'all being in those parties, y'all meet people.
I would say no, because I've done a lot but in my lifetime, but
okay.
And you can't expect something from somebody that you can't give. You feel me? So, okay. like, for me, I've experienced a lot. If I don't even want to know that. So, okay. body count, no, it don't okay. matter.
Body count,
whether
no.
you had... Cause okay. And even if they say, hey, like, I only been with three dudes, nigga, that's nine.
Oh, well, yeah, you already know what time.
You feel me?
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. That don't matter. It's about how... It's about, you know, it's about how you're going to treat me. Like right. I don't really care what your body count is or not. Yeah. Are you clean? And is are you going to respect me and that's be consistent fair. And be consistent that's on how you respecting me? Cause no body count and we still may not click, so they don't even matter.
That's real. No, I mean, listen, I've never been one to judge women's body counts, like ever. Like because my thing is, as long as you could have been a hoe before you got to me, as long as you clean, yeah, it don't matter. Cause I didn't know you the hoe you was then.
Bro, I just want to was a hoe.
So. Like you know what I'm saying? like you know, this is what a lot of women don't understand about us men in this modern age. A lot of us realize, like, yeah, I was a bit of a hoe. I was a bit of a slut. I you know what I'm saying? I was outside.
Right.
But what is really that? I mean, like, it's a difference between like a hoe, like, and a nigga who just single. I mean,
now that you, just, when you, that's what I'm
when you
yeah.
single, you can do what yeah. the fuck you want.
That's a
you
fact.
So is that being a slut?
Or
whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I think that's how right. most females would label us right. as men yeah. doing it because only because
right.
they would be labeled that if they had the high body count.
They doing the same thing though, the niggas. All day.
Oh yeah, all day.
They get
day,
approached, man. Nigga. Nigga. Numerous you know way think, more times than
you,
men.
You know right. what Come I think on. Makes you a hoe? Or anybody is when you pursue
no self respect.
Yeah, when you pursue sex without having a goal.
Yeah, man. I see that.
Like when you just want to, when you just want to smash and you don't have no reason, no to build on your legacy. I'm saying when you can't build on your legacy from it, what's the point?
Huh? No, that's real.
You're giving away your energy.
No, that's for real. So I mean,
real shit.
Lori Harvey meets you at a party and she wants to get involved with you. You just gonna. Even on the history, you still.
That's Lori Harvey. I'm
That's
smashing.
Lori Harvey. Come on
fuck.
Now. That's an opportunity. That's an opportunity for you to build on your journey. Build on
I
your journey.
I want to say I smashed Steve Harvey's daughter for sure.
I can't. You know what? I think I would. Yeah, you know.
I'm
just,
sorry.
Just
Steve,
for that
no,
reason.
No disrespect.
Because I can't stand that horse too fast. Like that nigga get on my nerves, bro. Like I do. Like Steve Harvey is a step and fetch it, bro. I don't like that dude, man. Yeah, bro. Like
tell you what.
Yeah, man. Actually, that nigga's a gatekeeper. You know, Mr. Harvey, I'd like to apologize for my rash behavior. Please don't blackball me. Please don't blackball me, Mr. Harvey. You know, I joke around. I'm 5 stacks. You know, hee-hee. But look, so, but I'm saying, I'm not tripping on the body count either. Lori Harvey's a beautiful woman. She's very, very smart. And, you know, yeah, I just thought Michael B. Jordan. That's another one I forgot that was on. Wow. That was another one. That was the last one. But I don't like the way that Michael B. Jordan got done, though, in that situation, bro.
What happened to him?
What show are you talking about?
I'm talking about...
Which show? Because there's a lot of shows out
there. I'm talking about... Lori Harvey and Michael B.
My bad.
I don't think he got done right in that situation. I mean... Shit. Y'all think, I don't know what happened. Oh, okay. But she left him. Like, Lori Harvey left the nigga. Like, he wanted to... I'm assuming he wanted to marry her once up down. She was saying her head, that ain't where her head is right now, you know, in her life. And,
well, shit.
Her head was somewhere else, on somebody else's... Yeah, it was on somebody else's lap.
She told the truth. It was cool for the meantime, but now that it's getting real, mm-hmm. Let me just tell the truth.
She went back to the streets.
Is what it is.
So
her daddy, Steve Harvey, can't really impress her. She been had access to money.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I hate that dude's suits. But anyway,
nigga,
talk to me about
nigga. He had the perfect for what? Line, nigga.
Damn,
what? Boy, what? It ain't no what. It's what in the hell?
Hey, hold on. Okay, wait. Okay, so Keith, man.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what you got going on right now, like the present project you're working on. Or, you know.
Right now, I've been honestly blessed to work with Teddy Riley. You know, he's written songs from Michael Jackson, Usher, everybody in the game. And right now we're closing a major deal. I can't really say exactly what it is, but we're closing a major deal. And I'm so many songs deep in with so many major... It's a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So I'm happy about that. But in the meantime, I'm performing and getting ready to release my new single on the 20th, January 20th. It's called Outside.
Okay.
Produced by Jamo Beats. And ready for the world to hear that.
I like that. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a listen to some of this music. We're going to listen to one right now, and then we got another one we're going to ride you guys out with.
Okay.
But this one, what's this first one we running? What's the name?
I'm going to go ahead and play the second one, because I'm going to let the ride out be so you can fake that out. I ain't going to give them all of the single. So I'm going to give them, what's on there?
Oh, by the way, make sure that you guys like and subscribe. All right, Cali's Finest Radio is going to pop up right here on the screen. Like and subscribe, comment, you know what I'm saying? Holla at us, man. Tap in. Go ahead, bro.
This song I'm going to play is called Issues.
Issues.
Produced by Jamo Beats also.
Okay. All right.
We got some issues back. We got some. Drunk it up, put that thing right to the head. No influence, she did it cause I'm him. She throwing it back and spin around, I got options. She say get her the whole thing, she want all of it. Bottles on the floor, bodies in the bed. Your legs open, you want these issues. Say you want more, I'ma give you more. Your legs open, you want these issues. Got it dripping and dripping and dripping and dripping and sweating and sweating and sweating and sweating. DTF, I see your tick. Pull up on me, you never gon' flip. Cause I'm the only one that put you in that rolly, huh? Got you eating good, barely healed, act so foley, huh? Throw that on you, that's a rolly, huh? Made me feel like I'm the only one. She geek on me now. She know I'ma give her what she want. Got it dripping and dripping and dripping and dripping and sweating and sweating and sweating and sweating. If I send your text, pull up on me, you never gon' flip. Bottles on the floor, bodies in the bed. Your legs open, you want these issues. Say you want more, I'ma give you more. Your legs open, you want these issues. Oh yeah, girl, you want these issues. I know you want these issues. Oh yeah. Drippin' and drippin' and sweatin' and sweatin' and sweatin' and sweatin'. DTF, I send your text. Pull up on me, you never gon' flip. Got it drippin' and drippin' and drippin' and drippin' and sweatin' and sweatin' and sweatin' and sweatin'. DTF, I send your text. Pull up on me, you never gon' flip. Bottles on the floor, bodies in the bed. Your legs open, you want these issues. Say you want more,
I'ma give you more. Your legs open, you want these issues.
We got some hard issues, man. We got some heat, bro. Dripping, sweating. Yeah, that's a banger.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
That's a banger. That, I'm not even gassing you up. That's a banger,
man. I really
I can hear that on the radio like right now.
Appreciate that.
I ain't lying.
This nigga the truth.
That's a fact, bro. Really like keep that. Push that, bro. God. Real talk, man. Sure. That's issues by my boy Keith.
Don't downplay, my guy.
We all got some issues, but we need to get rid of them issues.
That's a fact. Man, ATB, you got anything going on? You know what I'm saying? You want
to for sure.
Hell yeah. I got hella shit going on, man. We just dropped a record, me and my boy Hot Flames, last month in here in the 33rd compound with Sunlit Media. Y'all can go check that out on Innovative Culture. Platform, you feel me, on YouTube. That was, you know, that was just the actual 33rd, those are the 33rd, what is it, compound bars.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just the compound bars. That's where they had a mic hanging. You know, a lot of people had different themes. So what I plan to do this year for sure is do the official video to that. That was one of my, I feel like, my dopest closeouts to 2022. And we just had some shit come out today. You feel me? It's called Island Vibes. We took it back. Me and my nigga Cool Ass Cam. You feel me? We still in the process of shooting that video. We went out to shoot half of that video with Official Juice and
Shout out to Catalina Island.
You feel me? Nice. We had the drone out there with the houses in the fucking hills. That's gonna be special. That's gonna be special. I actually got a spot. You know, talk about you about, you know, talk to you about, and we're gonna get in there and finalize the whole video and shit. And shit, that's gonna be what, two more videos for the beginning of this year. But shit, for the finale, you know, not for the finale, but I say summertime, I'll be releasing another album. I ain't even gonna say who I'm gonna bring, you feel me? I'm gonna let it be a little bit of surprise. It's gonna be my nigga on there for sure.
Let's get it.
Cause we got a dope ass shit. And I'm just getting everybody together. It's kind of hard getting the schedules together as far as, you know, dealing with so many artists. But DJ Charisma is going to be my nigga. The Real Young L.A.
Okay.
We're going to have Compton A.D.
Okay.
And this shit. And a lot more, man. I ain't even going to mention anymore. We're going to let the rest be the...
I heard that, bro. You know,
icing on the cake.
You already know I'm proud as fuck of you always, man. Because I already know, I know how you get down, bro. And Keith, man, like, I'm really impressed, man, with the music overall. And many blessings, man. Once again, drop your platform for the people, man, so they can get in touch with you.
You can reach me at Keith25Music. That's KEITH25Music. That's all my handles. You can meet me right there.
Meet your boy. TB, drop your platform again.
It's your boy, TB, a.k.a. The Business. You can reach me on Instagram at THEBIZ. NESSS, man. I let your boy for beats and raps with all that, nice. Man. All that. All
right. Hey, man. Hey, shout out to innovative.culture. Make sure you follow them, man. And also follow us, Cali's Finest Radio, CALIS Finest Radio, all one word. All right. So we're going to get up out this piece, man. And never forget that you are tapped in with the greatest. The best, the finest radio that you will ever come in contact with. It's up, it's stuck, and they never coming down. This is California's finest radio, baby. West Coast, we out. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your Kush Blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself. Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go.
Innovative.